Okay, we left off yesterday. We were analyzing Shitas HaTosis. It's had a tremendous chiddush in Hasagia that when a person doesn't fulfill the mitzvah of Sukkah the way the Chacham told him to, i.e. the person sits with this in the Sukkah, but the Shulchan is outside the Sukkah, assuming that that's what the Chacham told him not to do. That was a Machlokes B'Sha'am Yisila, but assuming that he did Shalai Kedin, so Tosis writes, Lo Kiyamtem, it's a Sukkah Miyamecha. When Chazal used that strong phrase, they mean it literally, and one is not Yaitse even on love of their Isa. That was very startling. How in the world can someone not be Yaitse on love of their Isa? If Lamaisa, they did what they bought from Sekhar, Shetiv Hashem as Moshe. So the fact that they didn't listen to the Beis and Agodo, who instituted not to sit in the Sukkah B'chei Agavna, so why is that Eike the Mitzvah Meikara? So we have two different Biurim yesterday, and the Gdol Echron, the Avram went down the route of Mitzvah Babi Aveira. Rabbi Chana went down the route of the Chazal Kanamish be Eike Mitzvah, that's licked within the authority of Chazal to be Oikir, Davim and Atar, B'Shev Altaseh, as they can literally remove a mitzvah from having the entity being a mitzvah. It's not a chalashe mitzvah, it's not a shame mitzvah on it whatsoever. So, at the end of his piece, Rabbi Chanan said he thinks that Nakuda, that Taisa assumed such a double portion, is actually two opinions in the Sefer Eshkol. So, we quote at the very end of the show yesterday, the Ravid's father, the other Ravid, Ravid number two, the Sefer Eshkol, quotes a machlaikis of his. And a group of Rishonim were arguing about the following Nakuda. If a person goes ahead and violates the Issa D'Rabbanan of wearing tzitzis on a linen beged, Minatari is supposed to wear tzitzis on a linen beged, but D'Rabbanan is not supposed to. So the guy goes ahead and violates that Issa D'Rabbanan. So is he Chayav Malkus for wearing Shatna Shalom B'Mokha Mitzvah? So half the Rishonim said, what do you mean Shatna Shalom B'Mokha Mitzvah? He's Yaitzin the Mitzvah of tzitzis Minatari. How can you give him Malkus? And the other Rishonim said that he's not, he would be Chayav Malkus. So what's the Nakudas HaMachloikis? Rav Chanan said the Nakudas HaMachloikis is, can the Chachamim be Oikar Mitzvah in Gans in its entirety? So if you hold that they can, then it turns out Tak Shalom B'Mokha Mitzvah is like wearing any other suit of Shatnas. If you hold that, no, that the Mitzvah is to B'Mokha Mitzvah, it's just that you weren't supposed to do it. So if the Mitzvah is to B'Mokha Mitzvah, so then it turns out that I'm wearing Shatnas B'Mokha Mitzvah, and therefore I'm not subject to Malkus. That's Rav Chanan thought, the beautiful pshat, the Taisin Gimel and Alvin Sukkah, the past day is in the Rav in Sefer Eshkol. So when Rav Chanan presented this to his Rebbe, he presented it to Rav Chaim, so Rav Chaim thought that it wasn't correct. Rav Chaim thought that you don't have to go so far as to say that Chazal will oike the mitzvah in its entirety. That's a very hard concept, says Rav Chaim. It's very difficult for us to put our fingers on. And Chazal had that authority, Chazal could change the rules and can turn Maisa Shal Mitzvah into Dovah Shal Rishur. It doesn't make any sense. So what's Pshat in that Sefer Eshkol? Why does some Rishonim claim that you're going to be Chayim Malkus? So said Rav Chaim, Yechayim Malkus for a totally different reason. So Rav Chaim, the din of Esei Dochelosa says, I never would have said Esei Dochelosa say on my own. Misvara, what would the din have been? A person has a conflict. Because on the one hand he has a mitzvah essay, on the other hand he has a losa essay. So what would you have said, Misvara? What's your baseline, right? John, what's your baseline? What would you have said? I have a mitzvah essay to put on tzitzit, losa essay not to Hashan is. I would have said, what? Well, what's more important? In the hierarchy, what's more chomer? What's Mechomer? Nesi or Losa say? A Losa says much Mechomer. Proved to me, bring for Inyana Diyayim. Proved to me the Losa says Mechomer. Inyana Tshuva. The degree of Tshuva and Kapar necessary for Losa say is much higher than for Inyana say. The Gemara says, in the end of Masechet Yuma, the first round, in the beginning of Tshuva, the Rambam writes, that if a person does a mitzvah zesa, the mavatla mitzvah zesa, say a guy missed by Kriyishma, or a person was mavatla Torah, or a person didn't shake a lulav, he was mavatla, didn't give tzedakah, it's mavatla, that's what Rav Losa said, okay, didn't do some other kind of chesed, he mavatla mitzvah zesa, eh? So the Rambam writes, the degree of tshuva is minimal, all you have to do is do tshuva, you don't need Yom Kippur, you don't need Yisur, you don't need me, you don't need anything, just tshuva, and ain't no zaz b'shamat shemoich lalai. If a person is mevatlam, it's his essay, it's very, very minimal repercussions, and a person can simply fix it up by doing tshuva, just tshuva alone, any day, any time of the year. If a person violates a los essay, so then the stakes are much higher, says the Rambam, then a person doesn't get kapar just like that, just tshuva. Tshuva is a prerequisite, but then you need Yom Kippur to be mechaper. It says in the Chumash, b'kochat tasech v'shav t'taru, that Yom Kippur is a mechaper, the Rambam writes, Yom Kippur is not necessary to be mechaper for essays. If you did proper tshuva before Yom Kippur, you got a complete kapara. Very often people don't do complete kapara until Yom Kippur. So very often Yom Kippur ends up helping you along for the essays also. But technically you don't really need Yom Kippur for kapara for essays. Essays you can get a kapara any day of the year. But to complete the kapara process for los essays, you require Yom Kippur. So there's no question that los essays are more chomer than essays. That's what the Gemara says in the Yimah Sefer Yevamos. The starting point would have been if I've been asayin the one and Losa say the other, they would have said, "Don't do anything. Don't by letting that Losa say, Aishi won't get the assay. It's a big deal." So comes the Torah with the Gevala like a Chiddush. The Chiddush God, I never would have said it on my own. Comes the Torah with the Chiddush that says assay is docha Losa say. Notwithstanding the fact that a Losa say is more chomer, Ava Bichen assay is docha Losa say. There's a Pella Godel on a Ramban. There's Ramban ala Torah, Ramban in Parshas Yisro. They write that the rationale why assay docha Losa say is true makes a lot of sense, says the Ramban. Because the Ramban says that all mitzvahs are rooted in Avas Hashem. When you love somebody, so you want to do things to them, you want to come close to them, you want to be involved with them. Well, Losa says are rooted in Yirah Shemayim. When you're afraid of somebody, so you take a step back, you don't want to get too close to them. So comes the Ramban and says, when you have a toss-up between Avas Hashem and Yirah Hashem, so the highest level of Avas Hashem is Ava. That's the whole Ram at the end of the Peshuva. That the greatest level of Avas Hashem is Avas Hashem. So the Ramban says it's a Svar Pshuta. That essay is Docha Losa. Makes a lot of sense, essay is Docha Losa, say. One's Ava, one's Yirah. That's a very, very difficult Ramban, because the Gemara in Yevamah says the exact opposite. Gemara in Yevamah says that it's not a Svar. The Gemara says, I never would have figured it out. It's a Chiddush Gul. It doesn't make any sense logically. So it's not the Peladik Ramban. Why the Ramban goes down this Mahalach to explain it in terms of very, very rational categories, but the Gemara seems to present it as being a Legamri, a Chayt. But, yeah, it's not for that. So Essay Docha Losa is a tremendous Chiddush. I wouldn't have said it me'atzmi. Comes Reb Chaim and says, Essay Docha Losa say only makes sense when you have a right to do what you're doing. If you're doing what is expected of you, if you would come and ask a shayla and the rabbi would say, do it, so it's the fact that I'm supposed to be doing something, it's the heter to do the mitzvah essay, oplet docha losa say. What if you have a situation that arises where the essay is there? It's not that the essay doesn't exist. The essay exists, but there's some kind of a tangential issue, some kind of a tangential halachic issue that's telling me don't do the mitzvah essay. So Zavkev Chaim, whenever you have something that's stopping me, that's pinning me down, holding me back from doing the essay, and I do it, it doesn't mean that I wasn't yay to the essay. I've been yay to the essay. Nobody can remove an essay. Even Chazal can't destroy an essay. You can't cancel an essay. But an essay that wasn't supposed to be done, Zavkev Chaim, is not a type of an essay that's nitan to be deichalos essay. The parish of essay deichalos ein lechabal chedushay. The parish of essay deichalos essay was given in a situation where the person is acting up to par. He's doing what he's supposed to be doing. He's trying to put on tzitzis as the halacha dictates. But if for whatever reason the halacha says don't put on these tzitzis, and he goes ahead and does it anyway, so he was yoy to the essay, but he didn't have the heter of essay dochalos essay on his side, and therefore he's going to be chayim malchus for violating shabbos. So zaktav chayim, just because there's an opinion of Rishayim that says if a person bisman hazeh post hakas chab and puts on sad and betzitzis, so there's an opinion of Rishayim who says he's like ya. So Reb Chanan said he's like ya because lo asa essay, according to those Rishayim, because the essay was gone. According to Reb Chaim, not that he's lo asa essay. He did the essay. Asa essay. He was mekayim the essay. But lohay rishus lekayma. He wasn't supposed to be mekayim. And whenever the halacha says, don't do it, that's a chisar in an essay docha losa. It's like a moshe blad avadoyme. The Gemara says that essay docha losa doesn't apply if it's a losa siyesh bekaris. Or essay docha losa doesn't apply b'miktosh. There are half a dozen other cases where essay docha losa doesn't apply. So this is one of the klolim in essay docha losa say it has to be derech rishus. It has to be something that you have the right to do. That's what Rebbe Chodin explained away that opinion in the Sefer Eshkol. So that's what Reb Chaim explained. So Reb Chanan was Me'ira back. I don't know whether he said this back to Reb Chaim or just writes it in the Sefer later. He was Me'ira that this Yisrael of Reb Chaim, which is really not a Sukkah Shail at all. That's never stopped us in the past from discussing things. It's really a Yevama Shail. This is really a first breath of Yevama. This is an Essay Dach Alosei Klal. Reb Chaim just made up a new Klal. We never heard of this Klal. We learned Essay Dach Alosei Yevama. We spent months on Essay Dach Alosei. I'm sure we spoke about this then. But this is a new cloud. If you read all the Gemaras and Shas, but Eslach never realized this cloud, that if you do an essay, Shlohi Rishus Lekama, so you don't get the Chi of the Lav, and you're going to be Chayim Alchus. Who's going to bring me a Raya from a Rishon against this Reb Chaim? It's very true. You got to remember the Yevam Hashirim. It's a long time ago. Okay. Since most of you are not held responsible for not remembering the Yevam Hashirim, so we'll share with you. Reb Chanan is Be'oireh the following. You see, it's in a drama unfolding. Rabbi Chanan discovered this Sefer Eshkol. He got all excited. He ran first on the, hopped on the first train to Brisk. Tells over to his Rebbe. Rabbi Chaim said he didn't like the pshat. Rabbi Chanan goes back to Baranovich and he realizes that Rabbi Chaim's pshat is against the Taisus. There's a Taisus, there's an opinion Taisus that clearly undermines this Yisai from Rabbi Chaim. It's as follows. There is a cloud gadol called Asei Dochalosa, say yes. But then there's another cloud that limits Asei Dochalosa called Ein Asei Deicha Asei Vilosa. If you have a situation where you have a Losa say and an Asei rolled into one, if you want the Asei to be Docha it, it's not going to fly. Ein Asei Dochalosa. Who's going to give me some examples? Give me one or two classic examples of Ein Asei Docha Asei Vilosa.
She's a daughter.
What?
Case,
well, that's Los Sesi Shish Bakari, so we don't even need that. Kohen Gadol, there you go, the most classic case, every day, right? Kohen Gadol, a woman falls for Yibum to the Kohen Gadol, right? Let's say an Amana falls for Yibum to a Kohen Gadol, she's always going to be an Amana. If she's falling for Yibum, she by definition is an Amana, okay? So a woman falls for Yibum, you have two brothers, right? There's Mr. Katz and Mr. Katz Gadol, okay? So Mr. Katz is a regular Kohen, and Mr. Katz Gadol, he's the Kohen Gadol. So Mr. Katz, small Mr. Katz, he dies, and his wife falls now for Yibum to the brother, to the Kohen Gadol. So the Kohen Gadol says, oh, I can't marry an Amana, no? Amana leikachu. On the other hand, Yivama Yavaleh, Esei Dechalosa say, what does the Gemara say? No, it's not going to work. You know why? Because for Kohen Gadol to marry an Amana is not only a violation of a Losa say, it's also an Isra what? Esei. It's an Isra Esei as well. So therefore the Gemara says, sorry, Kohen Gadol cat can't marry the Amana because Ein Asei Docha Asei Velosa say. Ferish Gemara in Yivama Stav Chofa Menach. Good. We've got another one, more down to earth one. Shabbos, Yom Tov. You really mean Yom Tov? What do you mean? The Gemara says, "Ain't surfing kosher be Yom Tov." A guy wants to burn a carbon tamei on Yom Tov. He wants to burn nicer on Yom Tov. For lost it, why not? He's doing a melacha. He's burning nicer, but he's doing a mitzvah zaseh be'esh yisrofu. Yave esev yircha lo zaseh. He's off the Gemara. Rav Ashi, esev Yom Tov is a what? Is it esev and a lo zaseh? Because I bought on and ain't I say doch I say velos. It is a klal gadol that an essay can't be doch an essay velos. It's klal double push. Yaduwa mufursam, what should be yaduwa mufursam? There's a major machlekes in Rishonim. How do you understand the mechanics of this halacha? What's the nature of this halacha? We have to appreciate Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Chaim. This is gedolei olam. Rabbi Chanan had this on his fingertips. This taisus when he heard what his rabbi told him on his fingertips. No? How do you understand this din? Ein asei doch asei velo asei. How do you understand this? What's the lambdas? Why not? Talk to Berman. What's the lambdas? Everyone else a chance. No, let's go. Come on, tell me. Think about it a little bit. What do you think? No, Svaris. Why is that ein asei doch asei velo asei? One of two ways of understanding this din. Either hump or rump. Fill me in. Yeah, let's hear it, rump. Yeah.
Maybe
oh, so you're suggesting as follows. In reality, when you have this lineup, the essay is Docha the Los essay. The only problem is, I still can't marry the Amana because I'm still bound by the Yisr essay. Or I still can't burn the Kachim because I still have the Yisr Shabbosim to reckon with. But fundamentally, the essay is Docha the Los essay. It's just that I have an essay still staring me in the face that's preventing me from doing what I want to do. So this is the view of the Riva. Taisus of Maseches Kulam, Maseches Pesachim quotes a Riva that says that is the pshat. That the reason why the essay is not Docha Losa essay, the essay really is Docha Losa essay. The only problem is that you're left with an essay and you can't budge, you can't move with that essay staring you in the face. But fundamentally, it's up to Riva. The essay was Docha Losa essay. What are the ramifications of this Riva? What? Zokta Riva, if you go ahead and marry that Amana, or you go ahead and you burn the Kachem and Yontif, what you do is an Avera. What was the extent of your Avera? How bad an Avera did you violate? You violated an essay. What Avera did you not violate? What onus are you not going to get? Malkus. So the Riva says that in a situation of an essay against an essay, Locha Losa say, so the Losa say was Nitche, the essay is Mkoyma Medis. And the melee can end up without Malkus. This is unlike the Shita of Taisus and Masechet Kedusha calls for Rabbeinu Yosef. Rabbeinu Yosef, Ishu Shalayim, Rabbeinu Yosef Eretz Yisrael, one of the Balei Taisus moved to Eretz Yisrael, who says, no, you know why Essay is not Doche Essay Velo Sasei? Rabbi said before that an Essay is not Doche Velo Sasei Yesh Bekores. Why is that? Conceptually, why is that? It's too strong, it's too tough. When the Torah lumps together an Essay on top of a Lo Sasei, that strengthens the Lo Sasei. And now it becomes a type of a Lo Sasei that's not Nita Ledechia, says Rabbeinu Yosef. So unlike the Riva who says that the Essay Taka is Doche the Lo Sasei, the Lo Sasei Taka gone, Rabbeinu Yosef, Balei Taisus in Kedusha, says, no, when you have an essay and a los essay together, that is a new equation called a los essay achomor, which is not nitan to dechia. And therefore, according to Rabbeinu Yosef, if you go ahead and you violate the essay and los essay, you will be chayiv malchus because you violated the los essay and you didn't have the parasha of dechia on your side to protect you. So forget about Rabbeinu Yosef for a minute. Let's focus on the Riva. What did the Riva say? L'mais, if I ask the rabbi, tell me Meshe Benu, tell me Yosef Cairo, tell me any rabbi. Ask your local competent Orthodox rabbi, should I burn this kachub in Yontif? What's the answer? No way. Should I marry this Amora? No way. And I went ahead and I did it anyway, so the Rivah says, okay, you get a freebie, you get a break, no Malchus today for you. Who's that against? It's against Reb Chaim. What did Reb Chaim say? Reb Chaim said, in order for essay to be Deicha Los Essay, there's a new Tanai, a new condition. The condition is, it has to be mutter what you're doing. And if there's anything halakhli that's preventing you from doing what you're doing, that's a klal, that's a hindrance to essay Deicha Los Essay. And the whole parsh of essay Deicha Los Essay doesn't apply. Zokter B'chon, Frekter B'chon, back to this, Helge Rebbe, back to Reb Chaim, said, if you and I are right, that any time you have a an essay in a situation where you weren't really supposed to do it, like the case of the Sefer Eshkol, if you just created a cloud, you made up a cloud, Reb Chaim, that essay lo hoya rishus l'kaima is not an essay that's doicha. Anytime it's lo hoya rishus l'kaima, it doesn't meet the criteria of essay doicha los essay, and the whole parsha falls to the wayside. So then how in the world could the Riva say that in the case of an essay and a los essay, you're not going to be chayav malchus, but you weren't supposed to do it? Why should the assay that stopping you from doing it be any different than the Issa D'Rabbanan that stopping you from wearing the shanas? So Rabbi Chanan didn't agree with what the Rebbe was saying. Rabbi Chanan thought there's no such cloud. This cloud doesn't exist. It revolves against it. Unless Rabbi Yosef may be helpful. Maybe we don't know. We don't know why Rabbi Yosef went down his route. But according to the Riva, we have a raya brew from the Tosfos that this cloud of Reb Chaim is not correct. If this cloud of Reb Chaim is not correct, then you have to go back to the drawing board of the Sefer Eshkol. So what is the 2 days in the Sefer Eshkol fighting out? So Rabbi Chanan's back in business. Rabbi Chanan says that fighting about what I thought they're fighting about, namely, the authenticity of this Taisus and Sukkot Av Gimel. The real emissa, bottom line, machlekes, the nekudas of machlekes, the 2 days in Sefer Eshkol, is not the way Rabbi Chaim understood it, says Rabbi Chanan, but Lefini is not the way Rabbi Chanan understood it. That the real machlekes is, can the Chacham uproot and move a mitzvah deraisa, or they just don't have the mechanics. There are no mechanics for them to do such a thing. So I'll go upon him. We're not 100% sure what the Sefer Eshkol is saying, but we do have a Taisin Sukkah. Taisin Sukkah of Gimel and Aleph says befeirish that Chazal did away with the mitzvah. Again, unless you go down to the Rav Avraham and says they didn't do away with the mitzvah, they just threw an aveir, and the mitzvah of aveir does away with the mitzvah. But if you go down to the Rav Chanan, just the fact that the Chachamim instituted it, Chacham can change the rules, the spirit, and they can take a Maisa Mitzvah and turn it into a non-entity, and turn it into a non-Maisa Mitzvah. That's all included in the parasha of listening to Beis Din HaGadol. The Beis Din HaGadol cannot just tell you to listen to them, but they actually have the right to almost to change a mitzvah if it's a mitzvah v'sheiv al ta'asa. So, Hayetzim in Advarim, we have a Sefer Eshkol, we have Mechlekes v'Shanim. Reb Chaim had a different, veered off of a different biur. Reb Chanan, because of this revolt, sticks back to his original position. And again, the way Reb Chanan presents the Sefer Eshkol fits him beautifully into this text. Okay, so we're just reading the Taisus. Everyone read the Taisus in Gimel and Aleph? Might everyone realize it? Just bump shoot it. That's you have to read the Taisus. Yeah.
Maybe if I would say that the difference between when there's a lack in the actual assay and another assay that's limiting it.
No. Reb Chaim get a new claw and Esed Ochel Osei says, unless you have a green light to act, the parashah of Esed Ochel Osei doesn't apply to you.
That's only green light in the actual Osei.
Green light. You know, green light means when the guy's hawking behind you, green light means go forward. Red light means stop.
Yeah, That's a lack of the chum themselves.
I don't, it doesn't matter why the green light's green. Green.
Maybe.
I don't know. I think zero colors are stacked there. Mitzvah chiyuvah is mitzvah chiyuvah. Oh, yeah. But if you're wearing the sadam mitzvah, if you're wearing the sadam, you have to put the mitzvahs on. I don't know. You have to make sure when you have chiluk, you have to make sure the chiluk is the dressing. We spoke about mitzvah a lot of times. I once gave a shiur about it, and a guy raised his hand and told me that I made up the whole concept of mitzvah kumis. Whether you say but for sure you say it by tzitzis. Rabbi Chana was talking about mitzvah kumis, not like tzitzis. Tzitzis is a mitzvah chiyuvis because once the bag is on, it becomes a chiyuv. Rabbi Chana was talking about stam, like a pure, like would you say it by matzah on the third day of Cholamoy? Would you say esed achalosas? Okay, good. So let's get back to this. It's a background tesis, right? So we spent a lot of time on this tesis, but guess what, Rabbi Say? Not all the Rishayim agree to this tesis. The Rishayim who don't buy into the whole tesis. What prompted tesis to say such a thing? The lashon that the Tanaim used to Yochanan Chachamim, very, very strong words, harsh words of Yochanan Chachamim. They said, lo kiyamtem mitzvah miyamecha. So anyone who doesn't take that phrase all that seriously is not going to be down to Tosfos' conclusion. So which great Rishon did not take the phrase all that seriously? What? Huh? The Ran didn't take it this seriously. Comes the Ran and the ninth of the Mamakunis. On the second line, and he says the two words that take the oomph, that sap our strength when we say Shia. You know what the two words are? Lav Dafka. It doesn't really mean what it says. We spend most of our time, we're very, very exact with the words. Medayik every word in Rashi, every Rambam, every Gemara. I try to figure out every word means something in the Ran. The Ran, the Heilige Ran. That's a love now. Don't get so riled up about those words, Lokiyamtem mitzvah miyamecha. Because, quite frankly, says the Ran, it doesn't make the slightest bit of sense. Why? Love dafka of the Hamid Rabbanan who the mitzvah. Kizayri Shemesh Shemim Shechach Shulchanai. How can it mean what it says? What do you mean, Lokiyamtem mitzvah suk? It doesn't make any sense. It's only midirabbanan, says the Ran. So what does it mean? If it doesn't mean what it sounds like it means, like Tosfos doesn't mean, so what does it mean? Elokam, listen to this one. Lokiyamtem mitzvah suk keroi ucherotzen chachon. You didn't fulfill the mitzvah the way the rabbis would have liked. I mean, you're not doing the right thing. Don't think that you're so from. You think you're so from. You're sitting in a sofa. You think you're a gvaldik. Your sukkah's outside. Your table's outside. You're not doing what the rabbanan would like you to do. But between you and me, push comes to shove. Were you yoyt to the mitzvah? Abad yoyt to the mitzvah. What's shayach to say now? How's it shayach not to be yoyt to the mitzvah? What's shayach to say not yoyt to the mitzvah? Says the rabbi. It's not shayach to say such a thing. It's only the rabbanan. There's no way in the world that violating this of the rabbanan, not fulfilling a mitzvah, ketzura the rabbanan, is going to impact on the sukkah and the love of the rabbi. Lo yitochein lagid davar kizeh. What we've been saying for the last day and a half, the rabbi says, lo yitochein. I'd rather take the gemara and say lav dafka. I'd rather throw the lashon gemara out than to say such a wild chiddush to say that mid the rabbanan they can change mitzvahs. Can't. It's not shayach. But the rabbi is very, very bold because the rabbi is, you know, is intellectually honest. The Ran says the Lashon Gemara doesn't bear out what I'm saying. If you wanted to say you didn't do something mid the Rabbanan, you would have said mid the Rabbanan. What little kiyamtem? What kind of shtaka Lashon is that? So says the Ran, you know, that's the way Chazal spoke. You know, it's hard for us. The Ran's living 1,000 years after the Tanoim. We're living almost 2,000 years after the Tanoim. It's very, very hard. You know, Lashon language is very, you know, subject to the time and the place. So it's very hard, you know, to try to. You know, when people are talking, you know, when the Tanoim is saying a Dvar Halacha, somebody says Chayav. So it's very hard to say Chayav means Pot. Chayav doesn't really mean, Chayav really means Pot. That's a joke. Obviously, words have a certain meaning to them. So when the Tanoim are making statements of fact, so it's very easy to be Medayik. Chayav, Rabbi Yehuda says, Posel, Kosher, Tomei, Torah, those words we understand. But when the Tanoim are, and I don't mean this at all, just shmuzing with each other, are talking with each other, you know, Lokiyam de Mitzasukum Yamecha. You know, you have to know the time. What do those words mean? What was the tone? What was the facial expression? It's very, very hard to be medayik when the Tana is not making a halachic statement, really. If the Tana would have just said, posel, it's posel. But look, Kiyamdim, it's a sukkah, says the Ran, could have the connotation of a little bit more than, a little bit less than it really sounds like. And says, I'm going to show you that there are other statements where the Tanaim sometimes use a very, very similar phrase, and it doesn't mean what it sounds like. It doesn't mean lo kiyamta mamish pita kemashmo. Says the Rabbi Yerai from Masechet Tzedakah. It's not beperek avri pesachim. Kol mi shalai yama shlosh advar meilu bepesach lo yotze dechei vasai. Rabbi Gamliel sitting around at his Seder, he's sitting there with his kittel and his kids are all around him, and he's telling everybody, come on guys, let's get the Seder going, let's talk. And the kids are singing songs about power and pajamas in the middle of the night, and each kid's Rabbi Gamliel is bringing home his Pesach project, and some of the little kids is walking around throwing frogs down people's necks. Everyone's doing all these funny, cute little things at the Seder. And Rabbi Gamliel is trying to get across the point that it's all nice and cute, but guys, this is the stuff that really matters. There's Rebbetzin's in the kitchen already getting the soup ready. So Rabbi Gamliel, Shrine Chai V'Kayim, Rabbi Isai, Kol Mishalom, Shlosh Rav V'Pesach, L'Yotzei Chavasai. Come back to the table and let's talk about the real part of Pesach. Stop with the dayenus and stop with everything else. Let's talk about the tachlis. So Gabriel introduces by saying, "Kol mishalom shleish my Pesach lets nechavasai." So if you take those phrase kipshutai, it sounds like Gabriel is saying, "Your mamish not yaitze." So the Rav says, "Well, you're not yaitze. You're not yaitze. What were you not yaitze exactly? Why weren't you yaitze? What? Where? Who? Why were you not yaitze?" I said Avodah Mayinu. So I ate my matzah. I ate my morah. I sang Chagadya. I forgot that passage of Kol Mishalom. I had two pages in the Haggadah were stuck together from last year's wine. So I missed that passage. So Azma, what are you wearing Yotze? So Zokhtaran, you're right, you were Yotze. Kloy Marshalakim HaMitzvah Mitzvah San Karo'oi. You didn't do the mitzvah in the proper way. The nice, you're supposed to get a real statement in. But at the end of the day, you didn't say it. No, world won't come to an end. Adkan Devi Aran. So the Rans bring the Raya that sometimes that very harsh, strong lashon of Lo Yotza doesn't really mean it. Just as it for sure doesn't mean it by Matzah, for sure it doesn't mean it by Sukkot. Tezvav, comparison. Pesach to Sukkot. It doesn't mean it by the Seder, it doesn't mean it by the Sukkot either. Adkan Devi Aran. Arva Chtor. How did the Ran know what he said is true by Rabbi Gamliel? What was so convincing, what was so compelling about Rabbi Gamliel? The Ran's building off of Rabbi Gamliel, he's using Rabbi Gamliel as the model, as the marshal. Just as by Rabbi Gamliel, it's a dove of Porsche that didn't mean it. Who had denied me, it didn't mean it here either. I'll tell you a secret, I'm not even sure that's true by Rabbi Gamliel. I just dramatized that just to make it, wake the guys up. Yeah, I know. That's why I presented that way, just to see whether anyone was still awake. Okay, myself included. It's been a long week, right? Okay. Slichas starts, by the end of Slichas, the third day of Slichas, says the truth, it starts to creep up on you. Okay. Rabbi Isai. What compelled Iran to think that Rabbi Galil was loved Africa? So the Chorah, you have to close the Gemara Sukkah and open the Gemara Pesachim. You have to learn the sugya of Rabbi Gamliel properly to understand what was compelling the Ran, because the whole Ran and the Ran's taking on Taisus and Dav Gimel Masechet Sukkah is hinging upon the truth of his argument in Masechet Pesach. So you can't begin to understand whether the Ran is correct in Masechet Pesach unless you understand what Rabbi Gamliel said. So what did Rabbi Gamliel say? So there's already a problem in that statement itself. In the statement, whether Rabbi Gamliel was talking to his kids at the Seder, whether he was writing a Mishnah Pesachim, the statement itself is a difficult statement. I already have a problem. What's the problem? I have no idea what the chayv is. I don't know which chayv Rabbi Gamliel is even talking about. If I was writing an essay in high school for this, so the teacher would send like a little red mark and said, unclear what? What's the word? Unclear subject. Unclear. Pronoun. Unclear something. I don't know. Ambiguous something or other. Dangling something or other. I don't know. Something. Something's dangling. Someone's going back. Something unclear. I would have gotten a red mark back from the teacher. Okay? The Yotze Chavasai of what? No, who's going to tell me? Which Chayva? Which Chayva is everyone talking about? So, L'chari, you should look at the end of the statement. What's the end of the statement? The Gemara fills in the end of the statement. The Gemara says, Shenemar. B Ramaitim zebach pesach l'Hashem. Kol shlom shosh pesach velo etzchav shenem avatim zebach pesach l'Hashem. I'm not sure what it tells you. I'm not sure what it is. Okay? So, take a look at the Rambam, the 11th of the Rambam Kamos, and tell me what the Chov is. Comes the Rambam, Kosh Lomi, Loma Shlashman, Pesach, Yotz, Techavos, Avelim, Pesach, Matzimara. He tells you, Pesach, Hotzim, Dararam, Mahasos, Zim, Matzimara, this. At the end, the Rambam concludes, Halacha Ches, I'm sorry, Halacha Hey, Udvar Ma'elu, Kulon Hein Hanikroin Haggadah. Now it's a little bit out of context, this Rambam, because the halachas immediately before this, the Rambam told you that there's a mitzvah's essay to talk about Sibetzis Mitzrayim, to talk about the Nisim, Dvarim Shehayu, V'iru, all the Yeshuas, and you have to talk about Masbud Hashem. He told you what you have to talk about in Pesach night, and then he quotes Rabbi Gamliel, and he concludes the grandiose finale of Dvarim Elu, Kulan Hanikran Haggadah. If you want to know what is the term Haggadah in halacha, what is Vigadat al-Bincha, how do you fulfill the mitzvah derayis, Vigadat al-Bincha, this is how you do it, by saying everything that I spoke about with the inclusion of Pesach Matzah. According to the Rambam, there's no question under the sun, what is the Chayva? Lo Yotze Yedei Chayva Swa? Sipetzis Mitzrayim. What are the Tag Mitzvahs? Lo Yotze Yedei Mitzvah Sipetzis Mitzrayim. What's the Chiddush of Rabbi Gamliel? It's a Gevaldike Chiddush of Rabbi Gamliel. Now, I would have thought, before Rabbi Gamliel came along, I would have thought, you know what Sibetzis Mitzrayim is? Listen to the Pasuk. You got to call the Bin Chababa, Sashal Mitzis Mitzrayim. Talk about Mitzis Mitzrayim. I talked already. I sang Dayenu. I talked about the Esamachas. I walked around the frogs. I talked about everything that happened to Mitzis Mitzrayim. I just forgot to mention three important things. What were they? Pesach Matzavar. Big deal. Mitzis Mitzrayim. Babar Zah, Sashal Mitzis Mitzrayim. Ich bin Yaitzeh already, right? Kum Drabbing Him Leo's Bechadish Zayin. They know you weren't Yaitzeh yet. Because Kozman, you didn't talk about the Mitzalayla. You didn't connect the historical events to this Mitzalayla. You weren't Yaitzeh Yedei Vigadat Olevincha. That's Pshad in Rabbi Gamliel, according to the Rambam. The Rabbi Gamliel's three didim are prop in the pre-existing Mitzvah of Sipetis Mitzrayim. And how did Rabbi Gamliel know that exactly? What's the source for Rabbi Gamliel? That's not the source for anything. How does that tell me that's Haggadah? What's the source for Rabbi Gamliel? There is no, he doesn't tell you the source. I'll tell you the source, it's Poshut. What's the source? The Poshut Chumash, what's the Poshut? If we're talking about Vigadatah, then you have to find the source in the Poshut of Vigadatah. You can't hack me a China for the Poshut of Ramatim. Ramatim is a different Poshut. There are two different Prokhim and Chumash. One's the Prekid Beis, one's the Prekid Gimel. Oh, so the answer is licked in the post of Vigadata. Vigadata Lebincha Bayam Bavur Zeh. What's the Bavur Zeh? Zeh means Pesach Matzah Mofar. So the Torah says, Zeh means you're pointing to something. What are you pointing to? Bavur Zeh. Bavur what? What's the Zeh in the Chumash? The Zeh is the Matzah, Pesach Matzah Mofar. So since licked in the parsha, in the post that's Mechayv of Haggadah, it says Bavur Zeh, that's the source of Rabbi Gamliel's statement. That's what Rabbi Gamliel knew, that you have to mention the Pesach Matzah, but without this possible, I would have thought maybe Tzeis Mitzrayim is enough. So Kum Dem Gamliel with the Chiddush, it says Tzeis Mitzrayim has two components to it. You have to talk about Tzeis Mitzrayim. If you just get up and give a whole shiur about Korban Pesach, a guy gets up at the Seder and gives a 6-hour shiur quality about Korban Pesach and forgot to mention, and by the way, we left Mitzrayim, there were machas tonight, and we there was big Yeshua. So he's also not Yaitzei. Tzeis Mitzrayim, you have to have some sort of Shachas Tzeis Mitzrayim. So Rabbi Gamliel is saying that there are two parts that complement one another. You need Betzeis Mitzrayim, that's the other Poshut. So that's Avodah Mayinu, that's Dayenu, that's all the parts of the Seder that we say and we sing. And by the way, you have to also have Balfour Zeh as a component of Sipur Tzeis Mitzrayim. Without it, you're not Yaitzei the Mitzvah Magid. Why does the Gemara quote Rabbi Matan Zevach Pesach? You tell me. That's not the source for the Chiyuv. You know what Rabbi Matan Zevach Pesach is? That's the reason for Korban Pesach. Ramaitam zevach pesach hu l'Hashem a posach v'tev b'shvayim mitzvayim v'rum v'noch mitzvayim v'tev tzir. When the Gemara says Ramaitam is not a halachic statement. Ramaitam is giving you the text what to say. The source for the halachic requirement of speaking about Pesach Matzamor is Bavur Zeh. That's given. I don't need the Gemara to tell me that. I just learned the posach chumash. I know that. The Mechilta already said Bava Ozeh means Pesach Matzvah. B'shosh Yesh Pesach Matzvah B'Rafla. I said at the beginning of the Seder. The Maritim is just telling you to tell. What are you supposed to talk about? Gee, Rabbi, what do I say? I don't know why we're eating Korban Pesach. Why are we eating Korban Pesach? The Maritim is a Feskel Hashem. B'noch was Mitzvah. B'shbetein Uitzil. So according to the Rabbi, Maritim is not a Mokor. The Maritim is not relevant. The Maritim is just, that's part of the story. That's the reason. According to the Rambam, it's clear as day that this is a pshat according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, that Rabbi Gamliel is a din in the Sipat Tzis Mitzrayim. You think Rabbi Gamliel meant what he said? When he said, he meant, you better believe it, he meant it. He meant it 1,000%. When he said, Koshlo Amr Shoshra Le'yav Dechavos, right? That's like saying, well, when you blow shofar, you have to blow tkiah, truas, and tkiahs. But if you miss a trua, that's okay. What do you mean miss a trua, that's okay? That's part of the mitzvah. When you shake a lulav, as long as you have, if you're missing a rubber, that's okay. No, it's not okay. That's part of the mitzvah. So Rabbi is telling you the pasuk says different components of the mitzvah. One of the components is the mitzvah laila, the given mitzvah laila, Bava Ozeh. If you're missing Bava Ozeh, you're not yet to bichlal. So Rabbi Gamliel meant it very seriously according to the Rambam. It wasn't a joke. Rabbi Gamliel meant it. It wasn't just a guzma, just schmoozing it around the Seder table, trying to get the kids quiet and bring his wife back into the table. That's not what happened. Rabbi Gamliel is giving a shiur and he's saying, Kaishla amashlash don yetzichavasa minatoiri, not yetzichavasa. How did the Ran know so posher that you yetzichavasa b'dihevet? How did the Ran know that it's really okay? And the Ran used that to extrapolate against the Taisis and Sukkah. How did the Ran know that? So the answer is obviously the Ran did not learn like the Rambam. There's no question under the sun that the Ran of Masechta Sukkah disagrees with this Ran of Chachom Tzimatz. Not even a Shaila. So how did the Ran learn? If the Ran did, it's very nice and easy for us to say he didn't know like the Rambam. So how does he learn? What is the chayva of Rabbi Gamliel? If the chayva is not Haggadah, so what is the mysterious chayva? So comes Taisus, take a look at Taisus. Taisus in the 10th of the Maamar Kamis, Taisus in Pesachim, commenting on the pasuk that the Gemara quotes from Maritim Zevach Pesach. Do you think the Rambam would bother commenting on this pasuk altogether? According to the Rambam, what was the goal of the Maamar Zevach Pesach? Just to give me a script what to say. For the uninitiated, the unknowledgeable, why we're eating Korban Pesach, he has the reason why. Listen to what Taisus says. Taisus says, "V'maizah zevach Pesach, perish, be'amira." What does he tell us saying? Perish be'amira. Well, what are those words? Perish be'amira. According to the Rambam, what does the word perish be'amira mean? Nothing. What does perish be'amira mean, Rabbi saying? What does that mean? Perish b'amira. There's a din. Va'amartem, you have to be omer. Va'amartem zevach perish pesach means perish. Here's the halachic interpretation. Ba'amira shetzarech loimar pesach zesho anoichu. Va'amartem is not a text for the uneducated. What is va'amartem? A source for the din that who just said? The Rebbe Gamliel just told us. What? Hold on. The mokor is v'amartem. There's a din amira. Okay, that's nice. That's Pesach. Shetzorich lomar Pesach is yashon oichlin. V'iskash matzah moror l'Pesach. And since we know there's a hekesh between Pesach and matzah moror, tzorich lomar nami matzah zel moror zeh. The Ran is, Taisa is scrambling. Because Taisus just got finished telling me that Bamaitim is the Mokor, so now this is, wait a second, that's the Mokor of Pesach. Where's the Mokor from Matzah Moror? So Taisus has to go searching there a database for all the Hekeshim and Shas. Oh, there's a must be Hekesh comparing Pesach and Matzah Moror. That's the Mokor. The Rambam didn't have to go search those databases. According to the Rambam, how did the Rambam know that you jumped from Pesach to Matzah Moror? What's the answer? Because there was no starting point of Pesach. What's the Mechayev according to the Rambam? Bavur Zeh, what's the Bavur Zeh going on? The mitzvah Salaila. Bavur Zeh, Lamat Meshasher, Esh Pesach, Matzah, Moror, Rechav, Benecha. Bavur Zeh is calling all three of them. So according to the Rambam, it's not that we have a posuk for Pesach, we have to figure out and know how to extrapolate the Matzah Moror. The din itself is derived from the posuk of Pesach, Matzah Moror. According to Taisus, the din is learned out from Ramayatim Zevach Pesach. Taisus, it's a pelagodos of Taisus. Frek Taisus, if the Mokor is Pesach, how in the world do we know to jump to extrapolate to Matzah Moror? So you got to go find some Hekesh. Do you have a Hekesh somewhere in Shas? So Taisus is learning that Ramayatim Zevach Pesach is not the script to what to say. Ramatim Tarfes, because the Mechayiv is the mark of this din in its entirety. What kind of halacha is this Ramatim Tarfes? What kind of din is Ramatim Tarfes? It's a new din. This is, I tell you what it's not. It's not Tzipit Yis Mitzrayim. That's Zichanat. Tzipit Yis Mitzrayim is Zichanat. What is it? What is, if it's not Tzipit Yis Mitzrayim, what is it? What? I'm reading Tysus. So it's a new chiyuv. It's not Haggadah. It's a chiyuv of Amartem. Now a chakira just gave birth to another chakira. What's the nature of this new din? Like Tysus, like fish zichna, like the Rambam. What's the nature of this new din derived from the Hilga word in the Torah of Amartem, compared to a hekesh tamatzamar as well? How do you understand this din of Amartem? Now we find a modern thing. We find I have this little piece of matzah sitting in front of me on the table, and I have multiple things I'm supposed to do with this matzah in Pesach night. I'm supposed to eat the matzah, and I'm supposed to talk about the matzah. Right? To eat the matzah steht be'erf teich le'matzahs. To talk about the matzah steht ve'matzahs ve'pesach hukash matzah mar le'pesach. So how do you understand the relationship between these two halachas? Okay, this is all not Ram. The Rambam left already. 11:15, the Rambam's done. Tuesday, done. He's finished. Okay? Getting ready to hear 11:30 Musaf. But everyone, we're still stuck in Shia till 11:30 because we've negated the Rambam in the world of Taisus now. So Taisus Bechad is dying. There's a new din called Rabbanan of Pesach, and I have these two mitzvahs staring me at the table, and I'm trying to figure out what am I supposed to do. I have to eat matzah. I have to talk about matzah. I talk about matzah. Eat matzah. What's the chakira now, Rabbi? Say, how do you understand the relationship between what? Between these two mitzvahs. Are these two separate, distinct chiyuvim? There are two mitzvahs halayla about matzah. One is to talk, one is to eat. Is that pshat? Beis mitzvahs nefradus. There's mitzvahs achila and mitzvahs amira. This is mitzvah number one, and this is mitzvah number two. Hini mucham zuman lechol, hini mucham zuman ludaber. What do I say no? What do I say? Get real, Rabbi. Say, what's the mitzvah on Pesach night? To do what with the matzah? Erev teich l'matzahs. Come on. But what's the din of Amartem? Amartem is saying that in addition to eating the matzah, the mitzvah is eating the matzah, but the Torah wants us not just to do the ma'aseh mitzvah of eating the matzah. The Torah wants to accompany the ma'aseh of achila to be accompanied by a dibur. The dibur is shedding light on the ma'aseh achila. The dibur is not a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. The dibur is a chelek of the mitzvah achila. It's a kiyum in achila. If that is the correct pshat in Tosfos, that these are not two mitzvahs, there's one mitzvah achila, but it's just the amira becomes, in a sense, a chelek of the achila. Can somebody give me just like an understanding, just like a rational way of understanding why that is? What's the nature of that idea? If the Torah says to eat, and then the Torah says, by the way, as you're eating, make sure you talk about it. Can somebody give me a mashal? Kurum's an interesting one. Kurum's not a bad one. What? It's almost like the Torah is saying to us, it's not enough just to do the pe'ulas ha-mitzvah. We want you to understand and to talk and to elaborate on what? What's the next word? The three-letter word, why you're doing what you're doing. Most of the time, we don't really care why. If I shake a lulav and I don't know why I'm shaking lulav, I don't know that the lulav is connected this and the arbor, I don't know all the razzle-dazzle shtickle Torahs. I just know Torah said, shake a lulav. But when it comes to matzah, the Torah is saying, it's not really enough just to eat the matzah. That's not really what's supposed to happen. You have to eat the matzah, zichar, but understand why you're eating the matzah. There's a purpose to eating the matzah. There's something you can relate to, i.e., Hashem Shenigalu. There's a reason why you eat the Korban Pesach, Hashem Pesach. There's a reason why you eat the Mara, Hashem Vayimaru. The Torah wants us to elaborate, to discuss, to analyze, to evaluate why we're doing what we're doing. That's the nature of Amartem. So if Amartem, it's not like the Rambam said, just a script, but the real Mechayiv is Haggadah. No way. The Amartem is a new mitzvah. But it's not a new mitzvah as a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. It's part and parcel of the mitzvah sechila. Once you tell me that it's part and parcel of the mitzvah achila, it's a kiyum in the achila, what if I don't do it? What if I didn't get around to doing it? So you have to be really, really convinced that it's ma'akib b'ti yaved. A guy brings bikurim and didn't read the parsha. He's not yaitzev, he's yaitzev bikurim. He blew that kiyum of mikra bikurim. If a person eats the matzah and doesn't talk about the matzah, he ate the matzah. He was yaitzev the matzah. But he didn't really fulfill what he was supposed to. On the love of deraisa, not game, not a midrabban. On the love of deraisa, he didn't do what he was supposed to do. But to say lo yotze dechivosoi, it's not shaykh to say such a thing. I wasn't yotze achila. The food went down my esophagus. It's in my stomach. It's being digested now. I wasn't yotze achila. After the matzahs, I didn't do the matzah in the right manner. Chatosi, I should have spoken about the matzah also. Chatal, try better next year. So the Ran, that's exactly what Rabbi Gamliel meant. Because the Ran learned like Tosfos that it's not a din of Haggadah, and because the Ran clearly learned that it's a mitzvah samir, but not a separate mitzvah, but rather it's part of the mitzvah zachila, therefore it was a milsa of the pshit leila haran that you were yaitzev the eved. Because I ate the matzah. The real mitzvah is the achilas matzah. This is the icing on the cake. This is the dessert of the mitzvah matzah. No pun intended. This is the afikomen. But the real mitzvah matzah is the achilas matzah, which I did. So therefore the Ran is asking Rami Gamliel, you're overdoing it, you're exaggerating. It's not really true. To which the Ran says, you're right, it's not really true. So why did Rami Gamliel say it? Because that's the way we talk. Well, that's the way we talk. Suck the Ran. Guess what? I'm sukkah davgimu. That's what it means also. So this is all in the Ran. This is just, you have to read the Ran, that's all. Who can give me a mashal about Davadoyme? I don't think, did we talk about this yet? I don't even remember anymore. Give me a mashal about Davadoyme. When I have a mitzvah, sukkah. Who remembers? Who remembers the Beis of Menalf? Mani Adir Sechem. Remember we spotted the Bach? Didn't we quote the Bach? If a guy eats the sukkah and doesn't think about the sukkah, he's not yaitzei. It's a shver point. Pasha says Baram is yaitzei. Mr. Brook quotes Sechem. Pasha says yaitzei. But he blew L'man Yidir Derasechem. He didn't do L'man Yidir Derasechem in the properest way, in the most appropriate way. Then we have another marshal, another mitzvah. The Tefillin Tzitzis mitzvah. Anyone's got another mitzvah? Not all that long ago, we just did it. Rashi is a famous shita. We told Rashi is a famous shita in Maseches Hashanah and Perashat Chumash about Malchus, Zechonis, and Shofars. We didn't just talk about this. Okay, I thought we did. Rashi says that the rotation of Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofars is a mitzvah min haTorah, derived from one phrase: Zichron and Truah Mikra Kodesh. You can't just blow shofar. You can't just do Yom Truah. You have to talk about Shmuzbe. You have to daven. You have to talk about why you're blowing shofar for. So the Ramban has a kash against Rashi. The Gemara says beferish in Maseches Rosh Hashanah that if a person has a choice to go hear shofar or to go daven musaf, he doesn't know how to blow, he doesn't know how to daven. He's going to go to one town to hear shofar, the other town has a chazan. Neither town has both. Which should he go to? The Gemara says, pshita to pshita, you go to the town of shofar. Why? What does the Gemara say? Hadiraisa hadirabban. The Gemara says, shofar is the raisa, daven musaf is only midirabban. Frekta Ramban, Allah Torah, Parshas Emor and Rashi. Rashi, at kizok, malchit, because the shofar is a mitzvah diraisa. Why is it such a milsa to pshita that blowing shofar is more important than davening? This is the mitzvah of Yom Tru and this is the mitzvah of Zichron Tru. Why? How do you know one's more important than the other? How can the Gemara says pshita? What's the pshita? So all the Acharonim explained that the pshat and Rashi is that if you go ahead and blow shofar and also daven, then the davening becomes a mitzvah d'araisa of Zichron Tru, because Zichron Tru accompanies the Yom Tru. But if you're not doing the ma'isa mitzvah, you're just doing the Zichron Tru in a vacuum, that's not deraisa, that's derabanan. You daven musaf on Shabbos, there's no shofar, that's not a deraisa, that's most of derabanan. So that's the same type of an idea. According to the Ran, according to Tosfos, if a guy doesn't have matzah, he's in a desert island, doesn't have matzah, he's going to get up and say, he's going to talk about the matzah. Is that a mitzvah deraisa? That's not Rami Gamliel. According to the Rambam, maybe that's Rami Gamliel. According to the Ran, that's not Rami Gamliel. According to Tosfos, that's not Rami Gamliel. According to Taz in the Ran, the whole din of Yamartem is only if and when you're doing the Ma'is Achila, accompany the Ma'is Achila with the Mitzvah Dibur on a love of the Araisa, as a Lechet Chila on a love of the Araisa. But to say it's Ma'akev, the Mitzvah is not Ma'akev at all. Can't possibly be Ma'akev. So I'll call upon Rabbi, it's this Ran, that's just in passing. He doesn't tell you all this, he doesn't talk. He's assuming you figured this all out. The Ran just says, you want my opinion on Rami Gamliel? I'm saying, by my opinion on Rabbi Yechon and Harani and Bisham Bitzil and Davgim and Alf and Sukkah, says the man, it can't be real. Impossible to be real. And I'll bring you a proof. Can the stand break up Ipsochim? Come, Mishlota. Kleimah Shalokim Mitzvotim Karoli. Kleimah Shalokim. Five words, that's all the Ram said. Shalokim Mitzvotim Karoli. Why not? Let me go here. Why is it Karoi? According to the Rambam, it's Makom Midiraisa. The answer is right. According to the Rambam, it's Makom Midiraisa. Because the Rambam understood it's Haggadah, it's not Rabbi, it's Mitzvah Haggadah, it's the script. But Taiz and the Ram disagreed. And within this Taizvus, if you learn Pshat of Taizvus, that it's not a separate mitzvah, but it's part and parcel of the mitzvah Zachila, then what the Ram says is Nital Nehemiah makes a lot of sense. That only look at Chila on a level of the Raisa. Elaborating upon, accompanying the Chmais Achila is a Dimin HaTorah L'chad Chila, and then the Lashon, the lingo of Rabbi Gamliel, is in sync with the Lashon that the Tanan used for Yochanan Chalani. No, this is Pshat and Duran. So Rabbi said, when all the dust settles, we have a major Machlokes that we show him here between Tosfos and Duran. At the end of the day, did the Tanoim and Avgim and Sukkah mean what they said or not? Forget about what they meant in Rabbi Gamliel. Did the Tanoim, when they spoke to Rabbi Yochanan and they said, did they really truly mean it, or was it just a little hyperbole, just a little bit, a little bit over the top, a little bit of exaggeration? So Tosfos took the Gemara, the Tanoim, very, very literally, and the Ran took it much less literally. So what is the Nekudas HaMachlokes, Tosfos and the Ran? So depending on whatever you thought Tosfos Shita was based on, if you thought that Tosfos was based on the Dvar Avram, that was ultimately Mitzvah Bavi Aveira, that was the engine that was driving Tosfos. So the Ran's disagreeing with that Nakuda. The Ran's saying Mitzvah Bavi Aveira, maybe it's not the Reis, that's not going to ruin a Mitzvah. If you hold like Rabbi Chanan, that the engine that was driving Tosfos was the ability, the authority of Chazal to remove Mitzvahs off the charts, so the Ran is arguing, saying, they don't have that, but it doesn't exist. So that Shaila that Tosfos raised, can the Chachamim Mamish revoke and cancel a mitzvah? Do they have the koyach to take a mitzvah and to declare a mitzvah to be a non-entity? If Rabbi Chanan is right, if that's what Tosfos is saying, so that's goof the Kudus of Machlokes Tosfos and the Ran. Tosfos is bought into that, and the Ran says, Lahoyed Vamim. The Chachamim never ever had the authority. They couldn't do that even if they would have wanted to. It's not in their charter to take mice and mitzvahs and declare mitzvahs to be null and void.
Says that the sukkah to say that he still fulfilled the mitzvah of the rites, that the sukkah wasn't done according to the rabbanim, but he wouldn't necessarily say that shofar, let's say rabbanim say not to blow shofar Shabbos, he wouldn't necessarily say that there's a mitzvah.
I would say not that you should be doing it, but if you did it, I'd say you got a mitzvah.
The rabbanim removed the mitzvah. There is no mitzvah. The rabbanim just added a detail to the mitzvah to say the detail should be done.
Okay, I mean, it's a nuance. It is a slight difference. The question is, does that difference really make the difference? That's the question. You're right, it's not identical, but the question is, whatever. It's more of I'm focusing more on the global issue. Do the Chum have that jurisdiction? Do they have that authority? Do they have the mechanics to take mitzvahs and cancel them? So that's quite a chiddush. That's a big chiddush that they have such a koyach. The Ran is saying it's not true. The Taka don't have such a chiddush. Don't have such a koyach.
How is the mashu versus that?
No, from Tosfos it's hard to tell. I'm saying according to the Ran it sounds that way, because if the Ran didn't hold that way, so how did the Ran know it's Tamach? The Ran should have said that Lokim lo yarchav al sadin, you want yotzei abir.
You
want yotzei achilas batzikim. What do you think this Machlekes is really all about? And it's hard and hard. The Rebbe Chanan's right that there's a running Machlekes that ties in the Ran about the koyach of the Chachamim almost to remove a mitzvah off the charts. What do you think that's part of? Do you think it's part of anything greater, anything deeper? I think that's part of a more global question of what the Koyach of the Chachamim is in terms of other realms, in terms of other areas, in terms of Yisurim, for example. But the Chachamim declare that something is Asar. So you clearly can't do it. No question about it. You're not allowed to do it. There's a major machlokes about, does it take on the qualities of a chepta shel iser? Or, it's not really a chepta shel iser. It's more of a what? Well, mitzvah sagavra means you personally, you, Reuben, are not allowed to eat this food. But is the food treif? Only the Rebbe Shalom can declare things to be treif. Only the Rebbe Shalom can change spiritual entities. Chum can't do that. Chum can't change the spiritual universe. They can tell you what to do or not to do. The Torah gives them certain parameters, what they're allowed to require you to do or not to do. But in terms of endowing qualities and characteristics to something, only the Baruch Shalom is the Bar Olam. The Baruch Shalom is the only one who creates Teva, and part of the Teva, there's a spiritual Teva also. Chachamim have no koach to do that. So could that be the flip side of the shaila? If you hold that the Chachamim have the koach to mamash create isurim, so then maybe they have the ability to remove mitzvahs also. They could say this is not a sukkah anymore. This is not a shofar. This is not. Just not. You think it is not. This is not a mitzvah sukkah. If you hold that the Chachamim never really had that authority, the Chachamim just tell you we can't change anything. With the Rebbeinu Shlomo set the chukki hateva, we can tell you as based on the source, we can tell you you shouldn't do such and such, or you should do such and such. But in terms of the olam to the hagi noyeg, the teva of ruchnius remains the same, irrelevant to what the Chachamim and Torah say. So could this be part of a general global kind of a picture? It's like Moshul Mat Avadoyme. There's a machlokes, big machlokes in the Rishonim about the Zedin, that in order to become a Zochin Mamre, someone who disagrees with the Chachmei Torah, disagrees with the Sanhedrin, who is potentially Chayav Misa, and he keeps on fighting it out. They pass it one way and he keeps on going the other way. He keeps on passing against them. But the condition is only if it's something which is an Issa Koris. If it's not an Issa Koris, then you don't become a Zochin Mamre. So when we say Issa Koris, it doesn't mean that this particular Shaila is Koris. It means it has to be an area of Halacha that a Koris takes. So let's say the Beis Din HaGadol says, we make it takoni, you're not allowed to eat chametz in the sixth hour, Ner Pesach. Min HaTorah, you're allowed to eat chametz. They say, an hour before, don't use chametz. And the Zochin Mamre disagrees. And the Zochin disagrees. Does he become a Zochin Mamre or not? B'chayik the Rambam and the Ramban. So the Rambam writes, you should become a Zochin Mamre for that. You know why, says the Rambam? Because you're fighting about an Isser what? What's the name of the Isser? Chametz. I mean, the Chachamim endowed chametz in the Shashishis, it's called chametz. And the Ramban says, Lohayud v'amayalim. The Ramban says, that's not Nisr chametz. That you're not allowed to eat it, but that's not called chametz. Chametz is what the Rebbeinu Shlomo calls chametz. Chametz can't declare chametz. Chametz is only on Pesach, every Pesach after Chatzos. And now before is Nishkin chametz. You're not allowed to eat it, but it's not chametz. So you need a little more. Help me mention tomorrow, we'll continue a little bit. Okay.